We're making turduckins this year, and it's a combination of a boned out turkey, a boned out duck, and a boned out chicken, and with stuffing in between. A lot of people, I think, originally did it for the novelty of it, and then down the road, I mean, it's a good product. You know, it's an acquired taste, like a lot of things. But you know, with all the bones and all that out, it makes eating duck and chicken and things like that a lot easier because it's all meat. It's like cutting up a loaf of bread. And then you lay the duck in there, kind of the same way that the turkey is. Put the seasoning in there, layer in the stuffing mix. Lay the products on top of each other, and then we'll tie it all together. This is the turkey, this would be the duck layer, and now we're gonna go with the chicken layer. You could do it on your own, but like I said, you know, you gotta be pretty handy with a knife. You know, you're gonna, one, probably either lose a finger, or you're gonna just not be happy with, you know, we've got a big facility here, we've got a lot of guys that know what they're doing, so it's more of a manufactured process here. This is the part where doing it at home becomes much more difficult. About 25, 26 pounds, but it's all meat. There's no bones in it, so you get a lot of food. And we made a couple like 5 years ago, and people started calling, and it's gradually grown and grown and grown, and now we're making about 20, 25 during the holiday season. Large parties, yeah, and they don't want to do the legwork because it's pretty labor intensive. You got to kind of know what you're doing. If not, you'll just butcher it, and you won't be happy with the results. They'll probably pick them up Wednesday, cook them early Thursday morning. Please stop taking them the week prior, just so that we can make sure we have plenty, because we, like I said, we use fresh birds, so we have to order them and get them all in fresh. And so we stopped taking orders on Friday for this coming Wednesday. So we have about, like I said, 20 birds that we got to do. There's always that one or two or five people that say, hey, I forgot to order a turducken, or a buddy of theirs gets one home and they got to have one. So we always make five or six extra. Like that. There's your turducken. $100 at its finest. I think, like I said, it's a novelty of it. Everybody wants to do a traditional turkey, and especially people that are putting on big parties. It looks really nice. You know, it's like doing a crown pork roast at Christmas. It's an attractive thing that's very unusual, but it's not so unusual that you're going to have problems with people eating it.